And what we can do is to say, just do what we did last time, just chat away. But anyway, you know, what I'd like you to do is just to tell us who you are, and then we'll just start chatting about things that you know. I know what we can start off with. Down at the back, the little cottage down at the back of the manor house.
Pardon?
Tell me about the little cottage down at the back of the manor house.
Mm-hmm.
But first, can you introduce yourself?
Me?
Yeah. You, Adeline
Burley.
Adeline Burley.
Burley.
And your unmarried name was?
Anderson.
Anderson. Now, I seem to remember you told me that your father, Mr. Anderson, was head gardener down at the manor house. Is that right?
Pardon, you have to speak a bit later.
That's right. He was the gardener down
yes,
at the manor house.
Yes, he was gardener to Miss Boyd.
Now, can you tell us all about that, or just tell us some stories about it?
Oh, well, not any about that.
Well, what sort of a garden did she have? Does it a vegetable garden or
vegetables,
flowers?
All vegetables and flowers and everything.
All right.
Oh, yes. Up at the front of the house was all... there was a pond with a fountain on it.
Oh, lovely.
And it was all rose beds up there.
Right.
And then you came down the steps and it was lawn and flowers. And then all the lower part was all vegetables and fruit trees and all that sort of thing. And it used to be right down to the bottom of the wall. But then when they built the technical college, they took so much off the garden.
Oh, right.
And made it shorter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And the greenhouses were all up near the dwellings. And the out to the yard.
So where did you actually live then?
We lived in the yard.
Right.
In the gardener's house in the yard.
Was that the one you told me one time was sort of 1.5 stories high? It wasn't just single story, was it?
No,
it was sort of a half
it was upstairs or something. One bedroom upstairs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you tell me once there was a ghost up there?
Oh, boring story, that is.
Is that right? Was there?
Well, we used to hear queer noises. We definitely heard noises in that house. And my mum saw something, you know, she did.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
No.
She used to tell us about it, that she was sitting one night knitting, and we were all in bed. And she looked at something made her look up, and she looked up, and this figure of a little dark black man was at the bottom of the table standing. And she says, God bless him, or something, and it just disappeared. But she wasn't the person who told the lies.
No.
She definitely saw something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, you told me once that when Lady Boyd died, your father was asked to keep the fires on in the house.
That's right. Murray must have told you that.
And something happen then?
Yeah. He used to go in and light the fires and keep it aired. And he was in the smoke room one day sitting. And of course he sat down and had a smoke while he was there. And the bell rang
right.
in the house.
Right.
There was a big bell thing. And the bell rang and he went to look and the thing was down.
Right.
It showed the bell was ringing. And he fixed it. And he came into my mum and said, you're very smart. He says, doing that. My mum didn't know what he was talking about. She
right.
said, well, I didn't do anything, I haven't been anywhere. And he says, you went and rang that bell. But she didn't. She never was near that place. The bell rang on its own.
didn't he have to stay in overnight?
No, James Galt lived in it after that.
Right. Well, who was it? Who was it saw Lady Boyd up on the top landing?
That was James Galt.
Was
it? Something followed him up the landing one night. Yeah, because they used to sleep in the big, in the great big room that overlooked the front garden.
Right.
And there was quite a walk to the toilet up on our landing upstairs, and something followed him to the toilet. And he came back and blamed his wife for following him. She didn't know what he was talking about. He said, definitely something walked behind me all the way up the landing.
Is that right? Were you ever in the cellars there?
Pardon?
Were you ever in the cellars?
No, I never was, no.
Were you not? No.
I didn't know there were cellars.
Aye, there are.
Oh.
There's four cellars under the main house.
Is there?
Yes. And they'd be twice as long as this room with a barrel vaulting. Oh yes, I was in two of them.
How did you get down to those then? Where's the stairs?
Well, they had a hole in the wall when they were demolishing some of the buildings, and the foreman let me go down.
Oh, I didn't know.
Two of them were filled up with rubble, but two of them were empty, and I was able to get in.
Oh no, I never knew about that.
Yes. So the and of course the buildings you lived in are long gone now.
Yes, the bungalows are there, aren't there? Some.
That's right. Now, you were saying then, you remember the wartime when, wasn't the yard used as a motor depot for the army or something?
Yeah, it was all the lorries and things were in that yard. It was a big, big yard with a garage down at the bottom. And all that, and there was the stables and all right along.
Yes.
And of course the army turned all that into offices and whatnot.
All right.
That was all turned into their offices, and the yard was full of all the lorries and all sorts of things, jeeps and everything, whatever the Yanks had, they came in as well.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
So how old were you then?
Pardon?
What age were you?
Oh, I was in Belfast nursing. I was only home on holidays when all these things happened.
Right. You didn't see many of them then?
Pardon?
You didn't see much of the comings and goings of the army boys?
No, I didn't.
No.
Only when I was home on leave.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
And you
and I married one. I managed to marry one.
Oh, wait a minute. How did that come about then?
I was home on leave when I met him.
Right.
Oh, I was home on holiday, yeah.
Right.
And his battalion moved in.
Right.
The Northamptonshire. And he was in the offices for the stores, for the district or the stores.
Right.
And he came up to ask my mum if she would put a kettle on so that they could make some tea.
Right.
And he's teeing all with it. And my mum said, well, she's boiling a kettle for somebody else. But as soon as that was finished, he could have one. So he went away, and he came back for the wait for the kettle, and she asked him in. And that's where I met him.
I'm wondering if he didn't spot you and went and fetched the kettle quick.
I don't know, but anyway, that's where I met him, yeah.
Well.
And then I went away a bit, must have been about the week afterwards, I went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I was home between jobs because I went back to Newton Arts
right.
after I met him.
Right.
And then eventually he went to Oma from there. There was how he moved to Oma.
Right. So what were the Northamptonshires doing then? Were they just hanging around, or?
I suppose so. What were any of them doing there, really?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just wondering what the North... I mean, I know that when the Americans and the Canadians came, like a stepping stone.
The Americans were, but I never wasn't home at all when the Americans were. I never saw any Americans.
No, right, right.
The Oxford Buckinghamshire were the first battalion ever came in. And they must have been in Tunis because they went out abroad after that. They went out to Africa, was it? Mm.
And North Africa, yes.
And the Green Hards were in for a short time. I remember them.
Right, right.
Because I used to go to the dances when I was home, you see, and met these chaps.
Right.
And, but I wasn't at home all the time.
Right, you're talking about the dances. I presume this would be up in the Key Road Hall.
The Key Road Hall.
Right. Well, were there any special bands playing?
Must have been there. They must have had
their own servicemen.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must have been.
Was that the big band sound? Of course, you're saying that you didn't see many Americans, so it'd be English music, wouldn't it? So
mm-hmm.
The English dances. What dances were they? Do you remember?
Oh, waltzes and one quick steps and lancers and all sorts of things, you know.
It's funny you should say that. I was just talking to Mary. And she was talking about doing the lancers. Yes.
Yeah, and the quick steps and all that sort of thing. We danced.
Proper ballroom dancing.
Yeah, ballroom dancing.
Yes.
Yeah. Because when I was younger than that, and we were starting to go to dances, I learned to dance in there in the hall.
Right.
In the Orange Hall. Which
the little hall here?
Yes. Yeah. That's where I went to all my dances when I was young.
That's only a tiny wee place.
Mm-hmm. But there are dances in there. Because there wasn't many in Ballycastle. Population wasn't big in Ballycastle then, was it?
Well, of course not, no.
No.
Yes, yes.
No, all these people have come since.
Yes.
Yes, that's why I learnt it. That's why we all learnt to dance in there.
Right. Well,
went to the dancers in Orange Hall.
Oh, lovely.
I didn't think I was finished up about three doors away.
I was going to say that, three doors down. Oh, yeah. Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
So when... So where did you do your nurse's training?
In the city hospital.
In the city?
Mm-hmm. Gosh. I did 5 years.
Is that right? Did you specialise at all? Or?
Midwifery.
In midwifery?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then when you practice, you say, in Newton Ards?
Pardon?
Was it Newton Ards you said you went
to? I went from, my first job was in Newton Ards.
Right.
And then from Newton Ards, one of my friends who trained with me rang me up one night at Newton Ards and said there was a post going in the Robinson Memorial.
Right.
In Ballymoney. And would I be interested, because she knew I lived in Ballycastle. And I thought of it and I said, yes, I would be interested. And she said, well, you know, she would arrange with Matron that I'd have an interview.
Brilliant.
And so I came for an interview and got the job there.
Brilliant.
So I left Newton Ards and came to Ballymoney to the Robinson.
So it was a lot closer then?
Yeah.
A lot closer.
It was lovely there. It was a lovely little...
Now, did you go to work on the narrow gauge train then?
I stayed in Ballymoney. We were the nurses were upstairs.
Yes. Do you remember?
I went in a little big gauge. Yes, a narrow gauge up and down to Ballycastle.
Do you remember anything special about that?
No, nothing special. Just we went in the last. My husband and my daughter and I went in the last run to Ballymoney.
Did you?
Yeah. We were here on holiday.
Right.
We were over from England on holiday, and we went to that. The last run up to Ballymoney and down.
Well.
Yeah.
That was a sad thing when that went.
It was, wasn't it? Puff and Billy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there are people who would love to have it back now, me included.
I bet there would.
Oh, I'd love to see it back.
That was lovely, yeah.
Yes. And because, you see, people used to use it for sending parcels, for popping up the line to see somebody.
All sorts of things, yeah.
I know Fanny Campbell. Do you remember Fanny Campbell out at Ballinlay? Well, she was actually from the Glen here, but she got married and moved up to Ballinlay. And she said they got married and they went up to Cape Castle and got a narrow gauge and went somewhere for the honeymoon. You know, and
that's
it was
right.
Such a social thing.
Yeah.
But they thought nothing of walking
well,
up
I
there.
Went on the honeymoon in the narrow gauge because I got married in Ballycastle.
Right.
And then we went to Belfast in the narrow gauge that evening.
So
we went to Garrett and I to Ballymoney and on to Belfast.
Belfast for your honeymoon?
And then we went to Dublin.
Oh, well, that's better.
we stayed in Belfast that night and the next day we went to Dublin.
Well.
You had 12 days in Dublin.
Lovely.
Yes, that was all the narrow gauge was running then.
Well, I just remember one trip on the narrow gauge.
Do you?
Only one, yes.
Ah.
Yes, I remember one trip on it. And I just remember the smallness of it and looking out the windows and be told to bring your head in because the little bridges are so tight. But that's lovely. Now, Lammas Fair days, were you allowed at the Lammas Fair?
Oh, when I was young, I was at the Lammas Fair. It was always the fair when we were young in Ballycastle, yes.
Now, what was the fair like in your day then?
Oh, it wasn't anything like it is now.
Yeah,
it was just the Diamond.
Yes.
All the stalls were in the Diamond, nowhere else.
Oh, right.
Only in the Diamond.
Now, were the horses and ponies?
They were down for Hill Street.
They were always down for Hill Street.
As far as I remember.
So?
That was down there.
What was it then? Music, dancing, or?
No. We usually used to dance in there in Lammas Fair Night in the Orange Hall.
Yes.
We used to dance there on Fair Night.
Oh, right.
Before the Keyword Hall was built, you see.
Of course,
and then, of course, the dancing moved to the Keyword Hall once it was built.
Do you ever remember a steam roundabout at the Lammas Fair in the Diamond?
A steam roundabout, yes. What's a steam roundabout?
Well, it had a little steam engine to drive the gears to make it go round. Only we found a photograph. We found a photograph of a steam roundabout on the Diamond, and I just wondered if you'd remember it.
Did they go round on a bike?
Oh, it would just be like an ordinary roundabout with the tent cover on it.
Oh,
but to one side there'd be a little steam engine with a chimney.
Oh.
I think the chimney even used to come up the middle. I'm not sure. Probably even come up the middle.
I don't remember that. I can remember the swing boats, the chairs, what you call them.
Oh, yes, the swing chairs.
Yeah.
Swinging right out.
Yes.
And if they went too
fast. They were
fast.
In the Diamond when I was young.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Lammas Fair then, as you say, then was just...
Oh, yes.
A few stalls with...
There weren't many stalls here, just in the Diamond.
Because when... it must have been about 1947, 48. I can remember Lammas Fair days. We were always banished to the apple loft at the back at the house.
Uh-huh.
And Mummy used to do teas.
Oh,
and
yes.
I can remember her curling up the little rolls of butter for the teas. And then on the end of the Lammas Fair day, which always puzzled me that Dad came home once with a big sack of green coddling apples. But that would have been too early. Mm-hmm. For the Lammas Fair, and I wonder if that was a late affair.
Uh-huh.
You know, say the...
There was a fair every month, wasn't there?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there'd be apple fairs, pig
apple
fairs.
Apple fairs and different fairs.
Yes. All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.